Sometimes it seems like the more people you put on a stage making music, the older the music has to be. You know, if you have 80 people on stage, Beethoven must be on the music stands. Not true and not necessary. There's plenty of music out there by composers who are not only from our time, but still living in it. And it is those composers and their works who get to bask in the limelight this weekend in Ashland. First Light is a concert dedicated to modern choral music. There will be two editions, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. First Light is organized and hosted by the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. Dr. Paul French from Southern Oregon University is the music director of that group and our guest in studio. Good to have you, Paul.
Good morning.
So, having been to your last two Christmas concerts at Southern Oregon Rep Singers, you prove there is a lot of good modern music out there. Is that a little hard to get across, though?
It is hard to get across. You know, the public, quite rightly, really is suspicious of anything that says new music because they associate that with, music that's good for you, art for art's sake. But this concert I describe as art for people's sake. The whole reason in programming it is not that it's new music per se, but that it's beautiful music and music that is intended to make people feel wonderful, to be resonance and harmony in an increasingly dissonant time. So that's a hard message for people to hear unless they know us. They're suspicious. But this music, I can tell you, if you miss this concert, you're going to kick yourself because it is unbelievably beautiful.
I'm going to tell Waleed we're going to go a little out of order here. So you requested the Will Todd piece first. This is the King's Choir performing The Lord is My Shepherd by Will Todd. Let's hear some of this. So the first reaction anybody might have is thinking, well, this doesn't sound all that different from choral music from centuries ago. I mean, so the fact is that choral music doesn't have to be, new music doesn't have to be dangerous or push the boundaries too hard.
Amen, brother. I'm all about beauty. Around the Romantic time, there became this division with the focus on the individual. Composers started writing for themselves, and that can mean possibly that you no longer care about your audience. Then that further got the separation between the public and classical music got bigger with atonal music, which, you know, took away all the expectations that what you want to hear, then you don't get it. And so people quite rightly stopped listening. This music is not that. This is the golden age of choral music. There's the reason we can do this music is that there's so much to draw on that's beautiful, that will add to your lives. Plus, you get the excitement of doing the new. And here's where, you know, it's helpful to say all music was once new music. Beethoven was once new music. That doesn't make it bad de facto. But you have to be selective in what you program. And when I program thinking, what would I want to hear? Then we deliver that.
So you have put new music into the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers concerts for a few years now, and it seems like it's been well received.
The audience surveys singled that out as what they enjoyed the most, and words like transformative and took me places I've never been, and these composers are now on my playlist. That's why we, as an organization, took the plunge to say, well, we know people are going to like this if they come. And so our hope is that people will trust us with this first one and come and listen. One thing that's a through line is the music of Craig Kingsbury and Jody French, who we've been doing for years, Craig Kingsbury for 20 years. And so people have been hearing this music, and Jody's piece is the whole second half of the concert, and it's based on Celtic poetry, and it's heavily influenced by Scottish folk music. So I think folk music is a medium where the directness of so-called popular music can merge with so-called classical artistic music. And if the composer does it right, you get the directness and immediacy with a little bit artistic flair. And that's what Jody has so beautifully done. So it's set with full orchestra and wow. Scottish accent music. So we have the whole, you know, schmear, the whole orchestra.
Not bagpipes, but
Pat O'Scannell is going to play penny whistle, which is just about my favorite sound in the world. I shouldn't say that, being a classical musician, but I just, it's so, it just takes you there. And Morgan O'Shaughnessy is going to play nickel harpa, which is this pretty obscure folk instrument. So there's some folky type of tunes and reels and things that sound a little bit like pub music. Then this other just hauntingly beautiful, you know, it sounds a little bit like a movie score in terms of it just, it takes you to this very beautiful place. And we have a great orchestra and a great choir.
Morgan O'Shaughnessy has actually played the nickel harpa in this studio.
Oh,
we have a video of it up on Facebook from when he was here about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so this summer, my wife and I spent 3 weeks in the Highlands, and Morgan came and stayed with us for a week. And one of the movements we're doing, they wrote together in the living room of the place we were staying on the Isle of Skye. So, you know.
That's a great story.
It is a great story.
Paul French is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the musical director of the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, and we're talking about the concert coming up this weekend. It's actually the same concert twice. First Light, James M. Collier New Works Festival, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. I'm going to guess with James Collier's name on this that you got a little financial backing to put this concert together.
You know, a few years ago, I have an amazing support organization, the Repertory Singers Board, says things to me like, "What are your dreams, Paul? How can we make that happen?"
That's not
normal, sadly. And I looked at the offerings in the Rogue Valley. We're so blessed with so much. But this music, larger scale choral music, new music with orchestra, takes a lot of money to produce anytime you do something with orchestra. So I was thinking, what could we do that would really add to the offerings that are already happening? And so we went to James Collier and said, this is where we wanted to go. And I'm not allowed to say how much he gave us, but he gave us something that that allows this to happen. And his vision and helpfulness is making this possible.
So what is the orchestra?
The orchestra are largely players from the Rogue Valley Symphony, but I've brought some people in. So, for example, the principal viola in the Rogue Valley Symphony is singing in the choir.
Oh.
In fact, singing solos. So we needed to bring in, you know, a principal violist. So we've brought some people in from Portland and Los Angeles, a handful of players. The concertmaster is another kind of sweet story for me. Steve Scharf is now living in Portland. But when I was just starting to conduct in L.A., I was doing a lot of singing, and I met him at the Mozart Festival in San Luis Obispo, where he completely saved a concert where things were going astray, and he just gave a big downbeat and pulled the orchestra back to where they were, and I thought, I need to get to know him.
Uh-huh.
And we became friends, and he played in all my orchestras when I did big pieces in L.A. Now he's in Portland, and so I brought him in to be concertmaster for us here. So a few outside people, but largely our Rogue Valley Symphony players who play beautifully.
They truly do. And let's hear some more of the music. Which you want to do next, James McMillan or Eric Eschenvalds?
Well, the McMillan is a cappella, and it's big, sort of rhapsodic. It would be a change of pace from what you just played, so
okay.
Maybe that.
Let's hear the James McMillan. So, data est mihi omnis potestas?
You speak Latin.
Only when I'm reading it off a sheet of paper.
Well, yeah, me too.
Okay, good. You know, I have to admit that one of my limitations in music is every time I hear choral music, it makes me feel like Christmas.
Yeah.
Which tells me that I'm not listening to enough choral music.
You're not going to enough concerts, clearly. That's the message I'm getting.
So I can imagine that as well-connected as you are to all the new music, that picking pieces, just having to limit this to 2 hours or so was probably a chore for you.
Yeah, it's more like an hour and a half, so mm-hmm. Don't panic. So my sort of life pattern now is I take about a month of my summer, and every day I go in and I go to YouTube and I just start listening to all the new music. And, you know, with the algorithms so I'll take Eschenwald's is how I found the big Eschenwald's piece, the Psalm 23, Psalm 100 that we're doing, which will be the second performance ever. It was performed once in Latvia. In fact, the music was published just for us. This performance will garner international attention because he's a huge name. And I'll tell you just why I'm talking about the piece. It calls for full orchestra, big orchestra, and two additional choirs besides the one big choir, two treble choirs. So I'm using the treble choir from North Medford High School, South Medford High School, augmented by a few of my women from the SAU Chamber Choir. So we have two high schools and the college and the community and our community orchestra all playing together. You know, it's going to be pretty exciting. And he does a folkish thing in the middle, too, with a Latvian folk a tune that's just beautifully sung by one of our SOU alums, Muriel Sedlier-Hart. It's just incredible. So that's going to be really exciting.
So let's hear some of this Eric Eschenwald's. This is the Choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, performing Only in Sleep. Okay, this is ready to start talking again, but I could listen all day to that high soprano hovering above the rest.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Sarah Teasdale poetry, and I think I've never heard a bad piece of choral music with her as the poet. It brings out, it practically sings itself. Well, that's not the big piece of Eschenwald's that I was talking mm-hmm. to, but that's our contrast piece, mm-hmm. which is another of the beautiful, beautiful, sublime. I'm the boy who cried beauty, right?
Right.
Everything's beautiful. Because I think we need, not to sound too highfalutin, but we need more beauty. Things are hard. And I was looking for a way to offer a gift to the audience. And I think that's the spirit in which this is intended. Come and hear something that will add to your life. Yeah, that piece is stunning. It's absolutely stunning piece.
So between, on the Eschenwald's piece you will be performing, you're going to have a big orchestra, Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, North Medford, South Medford, the treble choir, and did I miss somebody?
Well, the two treble choirs from North and South, then some people from the SAU Chamber Choir, from mm-hmm. my university choir, the members from the Rogue Valley Symphony, some special instrumentalists that we're bringing in from the outside, than our Scottish accent people.
How are you fitting all these pieces onto the stage?
Well, the one where everyone is performing together, it's pretty crowded. There's, I think, like 130 people on the stage. It's including this giant big bass drum, which just, it looks scary. It looks like...
looks like from a football game?
The orchestra says, we need the sound shields, please. You know? But it's very dramatic and exciting. He's a fresh voice and it's a very wonderful piece.
We talked a bit about Jody French, who is related to you by marriage only, I understand, and her composition, which is most of the second half of the program. Craig Kingsbury, though, let's talk a little more about him.
Craig is a wonderful composer that I met many years ago at the same festival where I met Steve Sharf, the Mozart Festival in San Luis Obispo. It was a two-week-long festival where mainly L.A. musicians got a chance to get out of L.A. in the summer, so we all did. And he was part of the choir, and I was part of the choir, and we got housed together. We became friends. Craig then went to Europe and sang for a while, and then came back and moved to Portland. And I had done some of his arrangements early on, and I approached him to compose some pieces. And I think the first pieces he did were Scottish folk songs. And there's a big Scottish emphasis in this concert, so kind of come full circle. And then, long story short, he became our composer in residence for about 10 years, and we actually recorded a CD of his music, On the Trail of Beauty, which is still available and is quite wonderful. See, I've been driving beauty for a long time. Then Jody, in recent years, has sort of taken on that position for us, well, she has taken on that position. So Jody also wrote the opening number we're doing, which is called First Light, again, for full orchestra, and the through theme is light overcoming darkness, and love is stronger than hate, and I believe those things, though it's hard to keep believing sometimes, isn't it?
It can be. Let me let Waleed know. Let's skip the regular ending music and go out with the James McMillan piece. We have enough of that to kind of start that up and play us off of the program. I just want to ask, though, Paul French, before we go, I mean, are there measures of success that will determine whether there is a second First Light?
Well, there will be. We have funding, I'd say, really, and this is going to sound kind of weird, but I hope people come because they'll be glad that they did. That's my concern. I don't want people to miss it.
First Light, the James M. Collier New Works Festival, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 with the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers and North Medford and South Medford and a lot of orchestra, just a lot of pieces altogether. It sounds like a lot of fun. Paul French, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go out with the James McMillan piece.